Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audio.
What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I can't leave without the Shaolin Temple.
Hello, guys. I'm Michael Blackson's shadow.
Seriously,
Chinese best friend.
You're my shadow. That's right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lemuel Plummer is in the building,
motherfucker. Oh, Lemuel Plummer.
Lemuel Plummer.
Woohoo!
He's on the phone right now cursing out VH1.
Yeah, cursing out VH1. Yeah, he brought it on speaker.
He brought his whole entourage. Come on in, Lemmy. Bring
okay? We got the Zeus girls.
Mike, yeah, bring the Zeus girls. Right, goodness.
You got the Zeus girls.
Where am I sitting?
You sit right here next to me.
Okay.
He got Bill Gates, ex-bodyguards.
Damn, he got, he's like Suge Knight, 8 Rick Ross.
Yeah, my goodness. You.
I know you guys have a place to go. I want to talk a little bit about Hollywood. I'm getting a feeling like Hollywood is like dying down. What's your feel on Hollywood?
You know, it's definitely changing. It's going through a major transition period. I think, music, television, film, I mean, we're seeing it before our eyes. You know, I think it, from my opinion, when it comes to television and movies, he could probably speak more so to the music business. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like, you know, we're in a different day and age, right? It's a lot that I can say about this, but I'll try to be as quick as I can. But I'll say it started with like Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Netflix was a platform that disrupted everything. I would say two things: social media and Netflix.
And Pornhub, right. They disrupted.
And Pornhub.
That's facts.
So, sure. But I'll say, thank you. I'll say as far as Netflix, right? Let's start with them. They had this philosophy. It was all about convenience, choice, and control, right? They're a 20-plus-year-old business. People don't really realize that. They've been around for 20-plus years,
wow.
Right? And so their model was all about how do we make it convenient for customers where they can choose whatever they want at their control. And so that was their kind of like philosophy, right? And so they did it. They started mailing DVDs when you had to go and get in the car, start your car, drive to a place, look around, then drive back home, then bring it back. Blockbuster was very successful.
Yeah.
Netflix said, go to our website, sign up, we'll mail you the DVD, right? You don't even have to get up. So they were mailing you DVDs. That was the first.
And the late fees.
Yeah. And then they had your credit card on file. So if you chose to keep the DVD, they just take your money. But nobody ever reads the privacy policies and things like that.
Yeah.
So you're just like, whatever. Right? So they did that, and they were successful. And ultimately they grew, and then as technology evolved and advanced, they were on computers, and you can go on your web, you know, whatever device you had. And then ultimately, where people, Hollywood started recognizing Netflix was when, you know, they started putting out original programming. It was House of Cards, and it was Orange is the New Black.
Dexter.
That, it, well, I don't know if Dexter was that was a Netflix. But it was House of Cards, and it was House of Cards and
Orange is the New Black.
And Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was they disrupt, like they finally announced how many subscribers they had. And it was like 35 million subscribers, right?
Wow.
Paying like $8, and that was like $280 million a month. So when Netflix reported that, Hollywood was like, okay. And then they reported that, you know, you can watch these shows on our platform. You know, it was like, and then they changed the game because it was like the shows look just as good, if not better, than an HBO type of series, mm-hmm. right? It was very premium, and you had an A-list talent, Kevin Spacey and all these other people in these shows. And then they changed it where they were like, go binge watch it. Go watch all 12 episodes, right? And so everybody, Hollywood was kind of scratching his head like, hold on, wait, what just happened?
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then people started going, and then it was word of mouth, and people. So Netflix continued to evolve. Right now they have almost 200 million subscribers.
Wow.
Right now they're bringing in billions of dollars a month in revenue. And so they have a ton of original programming that they're creating so they can keep and hold their subscribers and ultimately scale it. So that model changed the game for Hollywood. So that meant that people were less interested in going to the movies. They were less mm-hmm. interested in watching traditional television because of that business model. And then you had on the other side, social media, right? You had all these influencers because technology evolved where they can mm-hmm. shoot on their, everything is on this phone, right? You have, there's an editing software program on here, there's a camera, and you have distribution.
There's a camera on my phone?
You have distribution, you have editing, you have distribution, editing, and you have production, right? Oh. So on this one device. So as this started to evolve and the platform was available, it took eyeballs off of traditional, you know, Hollywood ways of how you watch content. So the first choice, right, that people choose nowadays of how to watch content is on their phone. They'll go to Instagram, yeah. they'll go to all these different social platforms. That'll be the first place they watch. The second option would be any type of what we call VOD service, video on demand, so that yeah. whether that's AVOD, TVOD, or SVOD, advertising video on demand. That's like a YouTube. TVOD is more transactional video on demand, and then SVOD is like Netflix subscription based. So that's like the number two option. And then third was like cable TV. Fourth is like movies. And we see in front of our eyes, when is the last time you really go to a movie theater, right? Nobody goes to the movies like they used to, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's almost becoming like this nostalgic kind of thing, right? Right now it's, oh, wow, the movies, right? And so it is what it is, but that's the day and age we live in. And now you have platforms like OnlyFans and just, yeah. again, eyeballs are going in all these different places now where people can watch content. So, yes, Hollywood is changing significantly because of technology, because of the new platforms that are emerging and that are here, and because of how people can watch content. I don't know if you have anything you want
to... No, I think you said it. I think it's the greatest time in entertainment history. It's so many media outlets and so many ways to go directly to the consumer. So you don't need gatekeepers or intermediaries or middlemen, mm-hmm. you know, to get to your audience or to build your audience base. And there's 15 million ways to monetize once you build your audience base. So to me, I think it's a great time in media.
Music and television.
Music and television, right? Yeah. This is a time where artists can own their art, exploit their art on their terms, right? And get fair value for it. So I think it's great.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jocelyn.
How old are you, Jocelyn?
I'm 26.
Oh, Joe, okay.
Okay, so I work a job, but I only make money in tips. Is there any other way a girl like me can make some money?
OnlyFans. I'm
just Oh, yay!
But, you know, treat OnlyFans like what drug dealers should treat drugs, okay? These guys will make a whole bunch of money, and they can't not leave selling drugs. Nigga, get that money, get the fuck out. You know, I'm not done. OnlyFans, not, you know, but every girl's on OnlyFans. All you gotta do is show your left nipple and your right butt cheek.
Oh my God.
Is that a baby? What
is that? Oh, is that a baby? There is a baby. Mike, remember the Chinese baby?
No, is that what is. Whose baby is
this? Does he need advice?
Our DP,
from
our DP had to bring his
oh,
kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's bring your kid to work day.
No,
today.
Cute baby.
So. This is what I do with Mike. Just me. I used to drop the kids at Chuck E. Cheese and pick them up 6 hours later. That's what you should have did next time. You drop my Chuck E. Cheese or watch your kids, man. Drop the kids up there.
Jesus.
All right, so you're trying a steady job. I mean, in L.A., it is very tough. We know that. You know, the only way girls make money here is sex. So either you got to sell coochie or...
The only way girls make money.
It's sad, but you know, you're not... Unless if you have a million followers, maybe you could, you know, but if you don't, if you want fast money, quick money to save some money, you know, go. OnlyFans is safe.
No
you're
disrespect
home.
With all due respect.
No disrespect with all due respect. I have no respect. Just, you know, you make a few videos and just save yourself some money and then you get out. You know, do the shit like drug dealers. Just sell your weed, make $1 million, be like, I'm out. You know,
dang, that's good advice, man. Yeah. That's great advice. You, what do you think?
Yeah. Wow, I can't wait to start my OnlyFans.
Do you want to give our listeners your OnlyFans name?
They don't have it yet. She don't have one.
Well, the future name.
Yeah, what's your future name?
Mr. Zeus.
What's your No, man, we not. You're not taking credit for the Zeus. I mean, what only is OnlyFans? We already did it.
What is what? What do you want to do? What did you want to do? Are you an actress? Are you a model?
I'm a singer.
Oh, can you sing us a song? But,
Mike. Yeah, no,
I want to sing something. Sing ABC. Sing a sexy
not cool ABC.
All right.
Wait. Sing like Janet Jackson, maybe.
No, Beyonce. Rihanna.
Mike. Sing something. Sing whatever's on your Rihanna. Heart. 3, 2, 1, go.
We were singing a song earlier.
Oh, give her the mic.
Give her. Go, here we go. This is your time. This is your time. Go.
Aston Martin music.
Yeah, like I said, sign up for OnlyFans.
I'm not going to actually sing.
OnlyFans is hiring.
OnlyFans is hiring.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.